Hello, today the church celebrates Wednesday of the seventh week of Easter, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 17, verses 11b to 19. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them. And none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has always been a guide and protector for his disciples. In today's gospel, he continues to care for them through his intercessory prayer. This prayer is a natural extension of the many ways he has served them since they first began to follow him. In the same way, when we pray for others, we show our care for them and serve them as Jesus did. Jesus taught us the value of intercessory prayer by praying for his disciples. Since then, praying for others has been an integral part of the church's prayer life. St. Paul also mentions prayers for his churches and asks his people to pray for him. This form of prayer has a long history in the Jewish tradition. Through the prayer of intercession, we express our unity and connection with others in Christ.